Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's back to New Light, featuring Pascal Mtetwa, and Greater Are You takes us to the bottom of the hour. And I don't make false promises. You know how I roll. Of course, we've got Pastor B. Moyo this afternoon again. He joined us last week and spoke extensively on prayer and how important it is in the life of a believer. And so he's back once again to share some insightful information on prayer again. So, Pastor Moyo, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Yes, good afternoon, and how are you? And to the listeners, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. We're doing good today. We hope you are as well.
Sorry, say again?
We hope you're also doing well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm also blessed. Yes.
Let me give over to you, Pastor Moyo. What do you have for us today?
Well, today, as we continue to contemplate on the issue of prayer, we are going to extrapolate it from the book of James chapter 5, verse 17, where the Bible talks about a man called Elijah.
Okay.
Apostle Paul talks about this man in a good way. He says Elijah was a man like us. Maybe if I can read it very quickly.
Okay.
James chapter 5, verse 17 from the Amplified Version.
Okay.
Yes. It reads as follows. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, in brackets, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. You can find it, the original story, in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, from verse 1. Now, the Bible talks about a man with a nature like ours. His name was Elijah. Now, it's as if Apostle Paul, or in the book of James, was actually throwing a bone of contention or a challenge to us as believers and Christians, that if a man with the nature of ours, in other words, with feelings, a man who could sleep, slumber and sleep, a man who also had feelings of getting hungry, emotional feelings of being excited, whether in anger or in joy. And the Bible says at some point this man was confronted with a situation where he had to close the firmament. For 3 years, 6 months, it did not rain. Through a prayer of one man. One man affected the whole nation. Now, I want somebody sitting at home listening to me right now to actually have a clear, defined view of what we are talking about here. A whole nation's prayer affected by one man. The whole nation affected by one man's prayer. A nation can have millions and millions of people in it. Now, all those millions of people, if there were intercessors of that time, all their prayers could not work for 3 years and 6 months. I can see in the spirit some calling conferences to pray for rain, and it did not happen. I can see some calling for night prayers just to pray for rain, but nothing happened. Now, I want us to understand the prayer of Elijah, that prayer on its own, it had a dire consequence to the nation as far as poverty and wealth is concerned. Mm. It simply means for 3.5 years, if there was no rain, no dew, it means farmers could not go to farm because there was no rain.
Mm.
And the cows, flocks, cattle, goats, sheep, including human beings, were affected. I can imagine the hunger that was there. To those that could not discern in the spirit that it was the Lord doing because of one man's prayer, I can imagine them, they were going on fasting, trying to plead with the Lord or with God during that time to say, God, we are tired of hunger. Little did they know that a man who had a fervent, effective prayer had to affect the whole nation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm here to emphasize the power of a fervent, effective prayer. The power of prayer of faith. That is why in the same book, the Bible says in James chapter 5, the prayer of faith healeth even the sick.
Mm.
So prayer is not just to release a voice or a sound from your mouth or from your esophagus. No, prayer is a dialogue. It is a connection. It is oneness with God. So any man who prays effective, number one, effectively simply means in faith without any shadow of doubt, that man or that woman is bound to come back with results.
Mm.
I'm here to emphasize this and encourage somebody at home. Sometimes prayers are not answered at once. Sometimes it might take a series of prayers for that prayer to come into manifestation. But it doesn't mean the prayer has not been answered. Say, for instance, in the book of Daniel, a young man called Daniel, he prayed for 21 days, non-stop. He was praying persistently. He was praying consistently until God answered. But the Bible says, I want you to notice this. The Bible says God answered Daniel's prayer on the very first day when he prayed.
Mm.
But there were spiritual challenges in the terrain. There were spiritual hurdles in the terrain. There were spiritual problems in the spiritual realm, which is what many people encounter as we speak right now. To some who are wondering and who are about to give up, who are at the verge of saying, but Pastor Moy, what you are saying, it does not make sense because I've been praying for this thing, but nothing is happening. There's no change. There's no answer. There are no results. I'm giving up. Listen, until you are tired of being tired, you will not stop praying. Until you are tired of that situation, of that problem, and until you realize God is your only solution, unless you have other options, because as we live in this world, people have got different options.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about those that say, the Lord is my God, the Lord is my fortress, the Lord God is my provider, the Lord God is my redeemer, the Lord God is my sustainer, the Lord God is everything unto me. You will never give up until you get your answer. Now, there are spiritual principalities, powers, rulers, dominions, and wickedness in high places that operate in this world that we live in. So you need to understand that as you pray, your prayer already, it has got a force, an outside force that will fight that it doesn't come to fruition. So that is why you must not give up in prayer. Daniel prayed consistently persistently without ceasing for 21 days until the Lord released an angel, and that angel came with a positive answer, and he said to, and the angel said to Daniel, Daniel, listen, your prayer was heard the first day when you prayed, but the spirit of Persia withheld your prayers. I'm talking to somebody here who is saying, Pastor Moyo, what you are talking about, it is true. There are many things that I've prayed. There are many things that I've requested. There are many things that I've petitioned to the Lord. But still today, I have not found an answer or a positive feedback or positive result through my prayers that I prayed. Listen, on the 30th of August, here at Pretoria, Acadia Center, write down this address, because we are going to have an all-night prayer. We are going to push until something happens. We are going to pray until something happens. I will be your spiritual midwife. I can see you are pregnant of many things. And on that day, you shall deliver your prayer request. Here is the address. 515 Johannes Ramukwase Street. It is the entrance of the theatres or the cars. 515 Johannes Ramukwase Street in Pretoria Acadia Center. Or 376 Steve Biko Road. 376 Steve Biko Road. You use your main entrance and climb up the stairs. We are at the top floor. If you are not well versed with the directions, I'm clear and I'm open to give our director full permission to give you my phone number so that you can call for directions. And this prayer gathering is not for a denomination or certain denomination. It is for the body of Christ, the children of the Lord Jesus. It is high time that we break these denominational boundaries, these racial boundaries. Anything that is a hindrance to the gospel of Jesus, let us break it and meet and gather in unity, in oneness. Because I know the Bible says there is only one Lord, one Spirit, and one baptism. There is no any other. So I'm inviting you to come. Let us pray. I will show you and I will teach you how to pray. And you shall come back with a testimony.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this is not a promise. It's a confirmation.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Moyo, and God bless you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.